Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look.
You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? We here for another Wednesday episode, midweek episode, hump day episode. Pause. No diddy,
you know.
But anyway, man, I know I'm early. I know I'm here early. I already know y'all about to get in the comments. See, Marty, you be inconsistent with your times, but I'm consistent with the shows. Look, I might be inconsistent with the times, but I'm consistent with the shows. As long as I show up, I don't want to hear nothing. I'm here, you know. But listen, I be having some long days scheduled all over the place. I'm trying to get in the rhythm of doing the show earlier, so I can get to bed on time and get stuff done after the show. But anyway, if this is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a bright shirt on with some bright headphones and he need a shape up? I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're a new subscriber and you came here from one of my videos on another topic, that's cool. I'm still going to talk about that stuff, right? But we do a lot of fitness here, so welcome to the channel. You might learn something. You might get entertained, but it is what it is. I need a playback gang to hit the like button. And listen, I need the returners to absolutely hit the like button. And before I get in these comments, man, listen. Not that I'm a saint or anything, but I just want to thank God that I have matured, because some of the comments I saw this week from people I know and people I don't know, y'all lucky that I'm maturing and I'm focused on my growth. I'm focused on going this way, because the old me would have cussed y'all out and put y'all on blast. All right. But I am going to say something. Listen, if you are OnlyFans model and you got some shit to talk about me, my content, and my podcast,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Don't block me and post about me. You know they gonna send it to me. Everybody send me everything. So I don't know why y'all be talking so much trash. All right? If you an Ozempic warrior and you wanna be in my DM complaining,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You're not changing my opinion on Ozempic. I'm never gonna promote it, and I'm never gonna agree with it over working out. So y'all just keep it moving. Why y'all even waste y'all time? It don't make sense. Then I put up a post last week. Basically, you know, we talked about it on the show. The big back women.
Big back activity.
Out here calling men pedophiles if they want to date a fit or petite, smaller woman. How did this turn into men hating fat women? We calling out the weird shit that the big back girls is doing.
Big back activity.
And now y'all trying to flip this back on the men. What kind of big back
activity
is that? It's crazy out here, man. But anyway, let's get these comments We gonna get this episode started. I forgot I got this new feature right here. Is it working? Oh no, yeah, it's working. All right, cool. We got the comments on here. Oh no. Oh, I thought I had the new feature. I don't. Okay, anyway. Wicked Scorpion said, checking in. What's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I don't know why my feature ain't working. Marsha said, this should be a great show tonight. Absolutely. Good evening. Sha, what's going on? Frost Knight, I seen Wicked Scorpion walking to the gym with. I seen Wicked Scorpion walking to the gym with a BBW. That's crazy. I hope that's his client. I don't know, nephew. No complaints here, Marsha. Okay. Hey, listen, man. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. Let's get it, man. Hey, listen. We gonna stop living in delusion. We gonna stop living in DeLulu land. We got this girl here. She says she cool. She living in DeLulu land. Let's check her out. Let me get out this folder because I'm in the wrong folder. Hold up, y'all. Here we go. I'm in the right folder. Let's check this DeLulu girl out.
Cause let's be clear, the body's tea.
Oh. She's just, is the body tea?
Big. It's just a big body.
Okay.
You see this part right here?
Mm-hmm.
You see how that naturally go in like that, right there, mm-hmm. like that?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's a small waist.
I don't know if that's a small waist.
Stop the cap.
And you know it's a ninja in her DM talking about.
Watch this. You see how that just go and just bam.
Listen, ladies, Muffin Top Gang.
Big back activity.
I need y'all to just accept where you at. Because when y'all get DeLulu like this, y'all opening up the door for people to cook your ass.
Let him cook.
You opening up the door to get roasted.
Let him cook.
You opening up the door to get fat shamed.
Let him cook.
Just pop out with your transformation after you get the transformation. This right here is crazy.
Bam, bam. The butt is flat.
She on a muffin top mission.
But we gonna work on that. I'm letting it up. Then when I go, suck it in.
Nothing happened when you did that. Took that big breath for no reason, for a big bite.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Big back activity.
This is not body shaming, but them back rolls right there. I know you fucking lying. Come on now. And the arms. Them thick ass arms.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Ladies, we gotta stop this shit, man. And fellas, y'all gotta stop gassing this shit up with y'all thirsty asses. Now, as much as this could be a joke. This could be a joke, but it's very likely that it's not a joke.
God damn.
She's not joking.
God damn.
What do you think the comments look like? Oh, girl, you good anyway. You ain't got much to do.
Big back activity.
A real, and you know ninjas in there. Real ninja gonna lift that up.
Big back activity.
Oh, we got a lot of proof now. Since they said I'm just up here making shit up, we bringing in all the proof tonight.
You see that right there? That little whoop. That's where my butt's supposed to be at. Like, that's, it's supposed to.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
Come out like this, but for some reason I get a shelf and it just be a mess. But that's neither here nor there, because, like, you get what I'm saying? I'm about to get on the Tony Fine Fit detox.
Stop the cap.
You don't need a detox. That's another thing. When you get that much body fat on you, you don't need a detox.
Watch when I disappear like Oscar Proud. Watch. Watch.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Ladies, first of all, for her to sit here and say she need to detox is absolutely insane.
What?
I really want to know, ladies, where did this idea of detox come from? Where did you see a detox that worked and that got somebody long-term results? Because they capping.
Stop the cap.
They lied to you about whatever it is to get your money.
Stop the cap.
Because it's all about the bag at the end of the day. And somebody will play on y'all feelings and y'all emotions to finesse y'all for that bag. Detox is out the question. Get that out your vocabulary. All right? You need a lifestyle change. I know damn well you eating Twinkies and you at the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
And you at the other drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
And we know you ordering cheeseburgers at the drive-thru.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
But this is crazy, ladies.
Cause let's be.
This is ridiculous, man. That right there is for sure over 40% body fat, and there's no need. There's no way a detox going to do something to that. No way a detox going to reverse all that fat accumulation. It's ridiculous, man. Ladies, get it together. Let's get these comments, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. She really in La La Land. I would feel a ways looking like that.
What?
What's up? What's up with her hair? It's unclear. Not a muffin top. She got the whole bakery with the extra rolls. Big spider in the building. She had been in row 6 and it goes Richie Station 0. Nobody's approaching her at Gold's Richie Station. Need some butter for them rolls. She's not thick. This detox didn't even work. What do you think?
Nope.
What's happening? CC, what up? I'm not sure. She need to detox the fat by exercising and healthy diet, unk. All facts. All facts, nephew. Marty, be a real man and accept her roles and be a stepdaddy to her kids. Hey, yo. Hey, Spider-Mo. Why, Shorty, why you say something about stepdads in my comments? And Shorty said, what's wrong with being a stepdad? I told you they going to come for you. Over under 325, how much she weigh? I think she about 270. 270. That's how it sound when she step out the door. They said detox always does the trick. That guy is. Saw another video with a ninja saying drinking water is bad for you. So if drinking water is bad for you, what's good for you? What is that? The guy that said don't drink water, eat all fruits. Is that guy? Because I mean, what are we supposed to drink if we're not supposed to drink water? Ridiculous, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. All right, this right here is a little controversial. And I got to do a deep dive on this. I'm reacting to this surface level. It's a couple things. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It was a black guy this time. Yeah, I seen a black guy that said that. Black women. I need y'all to understand that when y'all hear something that tells y'all it's difficult to lose weight.
Nope.
Yes, it's difficult to lose weight, but what happens is y'all act like it's impossible.
Nope.
Right? So you hear one thing that tell you it's difficult to lose weight. Then y'all reject everything else, all the science to lose the weight. And y'all don't do it. Y'all just stick with this over here and be like, well, it's hard for me to lose weight. You ain't even tried the shit that's going to help you get some long-term results. All right? So right here, we talking about PCOS. Like, do something that girls with PCOS did to get long-term results. You ain't even doing that. I don't want to spoil the video, so let's just check it out right here. And make sure y'all hit the like button.
Coming on here saying that fat people shouldn't be in Pilates classes is a perfect example of what I always say about people pretending that they...
I would never say fat girls shouldn't be in Pilates classes, but I'm sure there's more context to it. Let's keep it going.
Care about health and fitness when they really just care about body image and looks. Because the thing is, my doctor told me that I should do Pilates, yoga, walk, and light jogs.
That's the first issue there. Everything she mentioned, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. But... just looking at her from the top up.
Big back activity.
From the neck up.
Big back activity.
She looked like she a hefty girl, right? So I'm sure weight training would benefit her, right? I don't know what her diet is like, but I'm just going to throw this out there. Increasing protein, increasing water with a host of other things, and do the walking, the Pilates, and all the other stuff. But if you just doing Pilates, and she looked like a big girl, she looked like she could throw down. She looked like she a brunch all-star.
Nope.
She looked like a barbecue all-star.
It's barbecue in there.
First team drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
But if she's all of that, it's going to be, you're going to need more than Pilates.
Instead of trying to focus on high-intensity workouts, no berries class, workout classes, no soul cycle, that stuff is not for...
That's not lifting weights. I mean, that's good stuff, but it's not... it's not weight focused. They have weights in the class, but it's not weight focused. right? And the problem, we're going to keep the video going. I know I'm talking a lot. But the problem with a lot of ladies is they're not doing stuff to increase their metabolism, their resting metabolic rate. Pilates ain't doing that shit for you, right? It's not. And if you have a lot of fat on your body, it only benefits you to build muscle so you can burn more calories at rest. Pilates ain't doing that for you.
Nope. For me, because all those type of classes do is raise your cortisol. I have PCOS. The issue with PCOS is elevated cortisol levels, chronic stress, and your body's inability to process that stress properly. So if I run on a treadmill for 45 minutes or soul cycle.
Nobody's telling you that's not a good idea. I don't advise anybody that size to run on the treadmill for 45 minutes. And that's what I'm saying. People, I don't know where she got that information from, but that right there, that's retarded. Ain't nobody,
nope.
Ain't nobody asking you to do that.
For an hour, my body is already in fight or flight mode and thinks that I am in danger. So my body will hold on to calories.
That sounds like Captain Lee.
And store them as fat rather than metabolize them.
Stop the cap. Gotta be cap.
Energy, because my body thinks that I'm being chased by a fucking hyena in a jungle. But this is why it's harder.
What are you talking about?
For people with PCOS to lose weight, because your body does not want.
Dog, the girl I did the high rocks with, Mo, has PCOS. She lost over 100 pounds. She lost over 100 pounds. So many women with PCOS getting results out here.
I'm not gonna.
But you're just doing Pilates and you're using this as a crutch. Of course you're going
to
struggle.
Want to release the weight because it thinks that you're going to need these fat reserves, which is why my doctor told me it's very important to focus on rewiring your nervous system to be at a place of calm and balance so that your body.
That's absolute bullshit. Ladies, if you try and fellas, you trying to lose some weight, your ass has to get uncomfortable. I'm sorry. You do have to work out with some intensity. This is a cope. To do some easy shit and not go hard in the gym.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
Can naturally begin to metabolize fat. But if I'm continuing to raise my cortisol levels, my body is just going.
And she reading this off ChatGPT.
To stay in a state of stress. And this is what I mean when I say that y'all think that the only way to get fat is to sit on the couch and eat a whole bunch of Twinkies every day when it's literally like with PCOS.
That's the only way to get fat. It comes from overconsumption.
Nope.
That's what it is. There's no ifs, ands, buts. It's not a fucking debate. I would love to see what her past 4, 5, 6 years of eating look like.
You can have the same diet as other people and it can be healthy, but your body will not process that nutrients the same as other people will. And then some bitch will sit in a Pilates class and say, oh, you just need to do a calorie deficit. Because y'all don't actually.
Are you in a calorie deficit? This is my thing. People get so mad when people tell them to get in a calorie deficit. Are you in a calorie deficit?
Stop the cap.
Probably not. Probably not. You're probably putting all your food in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
And eating all fried chicken.
You gonna fry some chicken?
If you're not in a calorie deficit, why are you going against it?
No, anything about health or fitness. A lot of you bitches don't even go to the doctor. All y'all worried about is flat stomachs and being snatched. And you think that's health.
Well, I'll tell you that flat stomachs probably means that you're a lot healthier than a big back stomach.
Big back activity.
And listen, I'm not here to debate a doctor or act like I'm smarter than a doctor, but there's no correlation between fitness and knowing medicine. Those are two completely different things. Now, if you know medicine, you'll probably know some things about fitness. Absolutely. Right. But if you go back on this show, we've showed the people in the medical field. We've shown how fat they are. We've shown how much they spend on DoorDash. And I know people in the medical field who are fit, and they'll tell you that some of the people in the medical field have some of the worst fucking habits. And so I hate when people who struggling to get it together will use that. We'll use people in the medical field to rebuttal anything that people in fitness are saying. Right? We live this shit and we help people change their lives and y'all ain't gonna listen to us. But anyway, I'm cooking y'all today, man. Don't listen to that shit. Don't listen to that big back shit. We ain't got time for that big back shit, man. I would love to see. I know she be at brunch. Whatever city she from. starting on first team Atlanta brunch team. Big Back Brenda.
Dom DeMarco.
Big Back Brenda is back at brunch.
He's back!
Back ass. Black people, mostly women, literally say the science doesn't apply to them.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Meanwhile, we lead the league in diabetes and heart failure.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I mean, I'm not going to go on a tangent today. Because we got a lot of shit to talk about. Are we going to talk about black women and black men?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's cooked out here, ladies. I mean, if you don't want to be obese anymore, you have to absolutely not listen to shit that women like this talking about. Pilates alone isn't going to help her out.
Nope.
Not at all. Another person from my 600-pound life died at 40, but these motherfuckers call it fat shaming. It's a shame if you can't fit in a casket either. Yeah, I seen that, man. I saw that. Why is she all big backs faces? Why is she and all big back faces shiny? Is it cooking oil? I think it is.
Put it in the oil.
Coach Pope Fitness, what up, big dog? If her body holds on to calories, how about eating nutrient-rich foods? I absolutely would love to see what she eats on the regular. Would absolutely love to see it. Many people use PCOS as an excuse not to get uncomfortable. Absolutely. Thanks for all your honesty. G, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And we're going to keep being honest. Keep in mind, Mo is a firefighter too. And Mo is a firefighter. I'm going to show y'all Mo in a second. People rather be the victim because it gets sympathy, attention, and excuses. I can't read today. People rather be the victim because it gets them sympathy, attention, and excuses for their failures. Yep. Just came in again. These black women who rant need to present themselves better instead of coming on camera looking like that, man. If motherfuckers could blame breathing air for being fat, they probably would. Especially pajamas and bonnets. We all know she want Burger King, Wendy's.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
No accountability. Daniel Shannon, what up, big dog? Doctors and nurses are not taught about health, exercise, and nutrition to make any lifestyle changes. It's all generalized knowledge. Either their faces are oily or they're wearing glasses or having weaves and bonnets on. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's get it, man. We're going to have a serious talk about men encouraging women to be fat. We're going to have a serious talk about men encouraging women to be fat. And I posted about this last week, and niggas said I ain't got the receipts. So I'm going to show y'all niggas the receipts. First part, would you smash a torta? A torta is a big back Latina woman.
Big back activity.
For my people that don't know. Would you smash a torta?
Ask me anything.
Hey, bro, would you smash a torta for $1,000?
I'll do it for free. So no, we in that. She got to be pretty, though. She got to be real pretty.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That's just the first example. And guys, I'm telling you, I don't know why God made women like this. When they hear that, they don't care anymore. They're going to continue to calorie stack and big back
activity.
And not calorie track and keep calorie packing.
Big back activity.
They're going to quit the trainer because they could still get some D. They're going to cancel their gym membership because they can still get some D. I'm telling you, fellas, we contribute to it. So that's just the first one.
Ask me anything.
Hey, bro, would you smash a torta for $1,000?
I'll do it for free. So no, we in that. She got to be pretty, though. She got to be real pretty.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Fellas, and then the same dudes will complain that black women are the most obese demographic. But don't want to hold themselves accountable. And it's not simping to hold a man accountable on some bullshit. That's not simping. That's what men do. Team Chuck, what up, man? I'm not going to say what race, what two races, what kind of men. Yeah. And so y'all Latino ninjas too. I never knew Torta was an overweight, obese Latina. Yeah. They going to get diabetes. Hey, man. So that's the first example. Which one? Let's do black ninjas again. I got another example. Where my daggone thing at? Oops, my bad. I pressed the wrong button. Here we go. All right, let me pull this up for y'all. Here we go. All right, ladies, stop trying to hide your stomach. If a man really likes you, he's going to lift that motherfucker up and get under it like a mechanic.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
he's going to get under it like a mechanic. But I thought C. Marty was wrong.
Big back activity.
I thought C. Marty was making stuff up.
What?
Now, let's zoom in a little bit and let's get in the comments. A FUPA warms up the chalupa.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I almost gave up. Thank you for this gentle reminder. I'm resuming the gym tomorrow for my health's sake. Okay. Damn right. I got me a plumber and a mechanic package deal. Look how the women go crazy, fellas. This is simping right here. Females fall down a flight of stairs and the first thing they do is pull that shirt down to cover that stomach. The FUPA warm up the chalupa at night. It can be falling off the bone good in the morning.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Or you can come see me, sis, and I'm going to get you right. And now he can just do your oil change. All right. I love my belly. It's just a pillow.
Belly, belly.
I love that, Mr. Mechanic. Anytime you want to lift the hood up. And it's the comments y'all looking for, fellas, when y'all be simping like this. Y'all getting all the comments y'all looking for. That's what I'm talking about. Like a plumber under the sink. You are adorable. Needed this. This is so encouraging. Oh, literally using my word, encouraging. Glad I don't have a big one. Either way, if they like you, they like all of you. Where's my mechanic? Oh, man. Yep. We're cooked.
We're cooked. This guy stinks.
I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm hitting y'all with the receipts, man. I'm hitting y'all with the receipts. Cinco de Mayo just passed, so it's got to eat.
It got to eat.
Overweight, obese white women and overweight, obese Latinas do love black dudes. I'm good. Chubby chaser. All of these simps apparently have never been around fit black women because their mamas are big back behemoths. Behemoths is crazy.
Big back activity.
Why does he look like he asked his girlfriend for her car and pick her up late after she get off? Fat women falling down a flight of stairs will probably collapse the stairs. Y'all wild. Ninja simping, but ain't no women saying she fiending for a dad boy. I'm telling you, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. We're not done yet. We got more examples here. Look at this shit right here. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. We gotta grow the show. All right. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
This says, look who's coming. Thunder. BB. Hold on. Let me zoom in on it. BBW. SSBBW. Beach Takeover. August 22nd to 24th. You're going to love this resort. Elevators, restaurants, bars, arcade, mini golf, free private water park, lazy river, around resort, indoor and outdoor pools, free parking, shuttles, and hotel is directly on the beach. Oh, let's check out the video. We need to check out the video. Hold on. Let's check it out. Make sure I hit the like button. Okay. Oh, brother. What's going on with the arm and the leg and what's going on?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
What's going on right here? And she thinks she sounds sexy too. You can't tell her she don't sound sexy. Now let's zoom in on these comments. Look, first ninja, what's her at?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I want to go SSBBW here. Look, ninjas packing their clothes. Okay, they're packing their clothes, Jeff. I got to see what this event hitting for. I'll be there. But I thought ninjas don't contribute to this. What are her hands resting on? Great question. BBW here might just pull up. Ninjas want to know what her hands are resting on. I can't tell either. I am married and I attend. I think he meant intend. Ninjas can't read.
I'm not going to say all right. What race, what people.
I am married and I intend to stay married. So I will not be at this place around them dates because he can't control himself around all them big backs. I want to go. BBW here. I need to be there. More info, please. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Send info. Heart eyes. Who else is confused about what they're seeing? All of us. haven't been to Babs in a while. Who all going to be there? Okay, we got a BBW vet that go there all the time. I used to go to the parties back in the day. But, yeah, you see the encouragement, man. Black people got to do
better. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, we're cooked out here, man. We're cooked. And this shit ain't changing no time soon. Excuse me. See, Marty Fit could do all the videos on Earth. This ain't changing. I could cook the big backs. I could drop knowledge. We could get Sweat Check Tune on here. We could get Olajuwon on here. We could get the ladies on here. We ain't had the ladies on here in a while. We could drop all the game on Earth. It's not changing. It's more of them than there are of us. So if you want to be in this club, in this crew, in the Fit crew, this is an exclusive group of people around the world, and you got to go against the grain. You got to go against the motherfucking grain. That's one of those BBW bashes. You know the whole area is going to be chunky funky. Yep. Is that a leg or her garbage bag? That's her leg.
My leg went out.
If she crossing her legs.
My leg went out.
Is she crossing her leg or holding on to her stomach? I think that was her leg. Look at those arms.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms
early. She has built-in swim wings. Her big ass having that smartwatch on to track her steps, but doesn't even work out. Yeah, she don't work out unless it's the drive-thru. Looking like she fries Snickers and watermelon. We will see a bunch of black men trying to get in the grease pocket and get acne. They trying to get in that oil.
Put it in the oil!
How did your arms even get like that? It's unclear.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Big backs and tight back nylon lingerie mixed like oil and water. That's crazy. But we could put it in the oil though.
Put it in the oil!
Her arm is literally falling off the bone. Her name gotta be Shirley. They said her name Babs, but I think her middle name Shirley. She fried grapes and coconut oil.
Put it in the oil.
Frying fruit is crazy. Hey man, I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button, man. And we early today. We early today, man. What we got next? So now we got the guys, right, encouraging BBW-ness and big backness.
Big back activity.
Look what happens when you ain't with the shits. Oh, it's the wrong video.
Opinion on Cal.
Oh, we gonna watch her in a second. Look what happens with the guys, man. Here it is. My bad. Here we go. Damn, my thing acting up.
You date someone who's plus size?
No. I'd like to work out a lot, so I like someone who like has the same interests as me.
Do you go to the gym often?
I mean, that only makes sense. That only makes sense.
To work out a lot, so I like someone who like has the same interests as me.
Now watch what she said.
Do you go to the gym often?
Yeah, I try to.
So when you're at the gym, do you ever see a big girl or a big guy?
Yeah.
So plus size people do go to the gym.
But...
Brother, this guy stinks.
I mean, damn, bro. You can't have no type of standards out here. They really trying to force big backs on you.
Big back activity.
They really trying to force bellies on you.
Belly.
I mean, this is ridiculous, bro. My man, you really can't say you want a fit girl out here. You going to get demonized. Or they going to try to convince you to go to the other side. This shit is crazy, man. Make this shit make sense, bro. Look, man. I'm sick of it. And I'm going to keep speaking up on this shit. It's getting crazy out here, bro. And if you fat and happy, if you so fat and happy and you content, why are you trying to force this shit on other people? Right? If you really like dad bods and out of shape dudes, why are you trying to force in shape dudes to fuck with y'all?
Nope.
That's never going to make sense to me. And clearly, if it's a big back in the gym, they're trying to not be a big back anymore.
Dom DeMarco.
I've been in the gym for a long time. I seen a lot of bigger men and a lot of bigger women in the gym. They all trying to get that shit up off them. They all trying to. They don't want to be like that no more. So if that person don't even want to exist in their body, they don't want to exist at that weight. They don't want to exist at that size 16 and up jeans. For the fellas, size 40 waistline and up. They don't want to exist like that. Why are you trying to force me to date them? They trying to get better. They probably only want to date right now because they know they could do better if they get their shit together. But anyway, what do I know? I'm just a dumb trainer.
Nope.
I'm just a dumb trainer who sucked at basketball, who don't know how to train.
Nope.
Who live in his mother's basement.
Nope.
Who live in his car.
Nope.
And all that other shit. And guess what else? I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yes, sir. Let's get in these comments, man. I know she make a mean chicken Alfredo. Oh, you know that. Big back overdone rotisserie chicken looking. That's crazy. If you a man that have standards, you zesty.
No diddy, you know?
That's another thing, too. Anytime a guy has standards, they try to make him gay now. It's just, it's fucked out here. What is big girl's point? Leave the young man alone. Imagine women saying they want a stable guy who has some ambition, who has a little bit of work ethic, and dudes is like, why don't you just date a broke ninja?
Nope.
You date the homeless ninja.
Nope.
Date the lazy ninja.
Nope.
Date the ninja who always late to work and about to get fired.
Nope.
Y'all would look at us like we crazy. But that's how ridiculous people sound. I remember her, she's an insecure Latina BBW, conducting interviews all the time. Well, I got to find some more content of her. If she doing shit like that, that's amazing for the show. He's thinking of something that won't get him canceled. Man, listen, fellas, y'all got to cut that shit out. I mean, I guess some of y'all, you know, y'all got some great careers that you don't want to fuck up. I understand that. That's cool. I'm cool with that. But a lot of y'all, we need to say what we got to say. I know me. I don't care. I don't care. Cancel me. Cancel me. Go ahead. You can't. You can't. Not for talking about this. Not for talking about this. Ain't no way. Semantics, LOL. You wasn't going to the gym for years. You showed up 2 weeks ago. Everybody starts somewhere, but I want someone committed. Exactly, yeah. And you know how many fat people go to the gym? They start out, they try.
Nope.
And they don't stick with it.
Nope.
They in the gym for 2 weeks. They in the gym for 3 weeks. You know how many clients I've had? They'll pay for a month. They'll do the month, and then they never come back. And it's not like they go get another trainer. A lot of them, they just don't go to the gym at all. Or a lot of them will pay for the month and then don't show up.
Nope.
How you pay, good price too, good bag. How you pay and just don't show up? So if you know, if the gym is a priority for you, it would make sense to want to date someone who's in the gym. What is the point? What is the point that the big back Latina is trying to make? Plus size women do go to the gym to lose weight and get in shape, not to maintain their big backness.
Big bars. Back activity.
Bars.
Dom DeMarco.
Bars, my boy. Just because you go to the library don't even mean you read well. She thought she had a gotcha moment.
Nope.
Yeah. And he's a young boy. He's a young boy.
Do you date someone who's Let's plus see. Size?
No.
He might be 17 to 21. He's a young boy. So he couldn't really handle that answer for real.
I'd like to work out a lot, so I like someone who like has the same interests as me.
Do you go to the gym often?
Yeah, I try to.
So when you're at the gym, do you ever see a big girl or a big guy?
Yeah.
So plus size people do go to the gym.
But...
Yeah, that logic is trash. Her meal prep, all Don Julio and enchiladas. And quesadillas. And Casamigos. And what's another one? Espolon. what's another one? Burritos. I bet in the future she's going to get her fat ass in the gym after getting tired of fit dudes telling her they don't want fat girls. Yep. And she probably got some fit ninjas hitting her. That's what's crazy. Talking all that shit, she probably got some fit ninjas hitting her. She's going to get tired of fit ninjas hitting and quitting it. And she's going to get her shit together. I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I bet she tired of dudes only wanting to hook up but not be seen in public with her. What I just say? What I just say, bro? What I just say? Listen, don't look, look. That's just how the game go. Don't get mad at me for telling y'all how the game go. I ain't never finna lie to y'all. That's how the game go. Me and C. Marty be cracking them tortas on Taco Tuesday. Brother, you're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
Your ass is out of here. I should ban you for the rest of the day. I should put you in timeout for that. Do you believe in fat phobia?
Nope.
KG, you.
Nope.
You should have known that answer. You've been on this show long enough.
Nope.
What's the deal with that word, fat phobia? I mean, phobia means you're afraid of something. I'm not scared of fat people. At all. At all. I'm not scared of them. I think, you know. Do I have judgments and opinions about them? Yes, I do. But I'm not scared of them. And my judgment and opinions on them are basically, that's formed not from just, you know, somebody who's clueless. You know, I deal with these people. I've been dealing with overweight people for years. And I've seen firsthand the mindsets and what holds them back. So, yes, I do have judgments. Because 9 times out of 10, that shit ain't a story I never seen before. I done seen every situation, every excuse, and I've helped people get through that shit, so it is what it is. He was very respectful and has his right to his preference. No is no, absolutely.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Same with me, yeah, all right. The thing is, she would be cute if she lost 70 pounds. She's not an ugly girl, you know, not an ugly girl at all. You got to get yours on Margarita Mondays. Y'all go have a blast. Great minds think alike. Fit dudes want to smash but not date her. She's cute but not dateable. Just Shannon. How can I be scared of fat people? It's unclear. Only women get to pressure dudes to change in his standards but demand you conform to theirs. Make that shit make sense. All right, y'all are wild. Anyway, man. Hey, let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all, man. hey, bro, you got to chill, bro. The only thing about them BBWs is you can cheat on them a few times and they take you back. That's crazy. How you know? How you know, Ninja? How you know? Exactly. All right, we're going to watch Tony Fine's Spider-Mo's favorite person. Let's check her out. And she's talking that shit.
Opinion on calorie counting, you don't have to count any calories. 74% of Americans are overweight and 62% of black women are obese. We are the biggest.
60. Whoa. Hold up. What was those stats? Hold on. Is she talking too fast?
Opinion on calorie counting, you don't have to count any calories. 74% of Americans are overweight.
74% of Americans are overweight.
62% of black women are obese.
62% of black women are obese.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But black women, body structures are different. Black women deal with more stress.
We are the biggest women in this country. We are deathly afraid of counting calories because of what it may do to us, but we're not afraid of eating them.
Oh my God. We are afraid of counting calories, but not afraid to eat them. Tell that to the PCOS girl from earlier in the podcast.
We're afraid of counting them, but we're not afraid of eating them. The average American eats almost 4,000 calories a day.
4,000 calories a day. But you mad somebody asking your big back ass.
Big back activity.
To get in a damn calorie deficit.
We used to know how many calories is in our food because we're afraid of what may happen. So what happens when we eat it? Obesity. 62% of black women are obese. can lead to cancer, infertility, high blood pressure, and diabetes. We're afraid of calories.
But skinny people could be unhealthy too. They can get health issues.
I understand. It's fearful, but we're not afraid of shakaroni sized pizzas, of crumble cookie where 1,000 calories is in one.
Niggas will eat that shit real quick. Bottomless mimosas and the shots. But scared of a calorie deficit.
Cookie of Starbucks and our matcha latte wattas. We're not afraid of those. Okay. When you get a meal plan, you don't have to be afraid of anything. I count all the calories for you, so don't be afraid. The meal plan has you covered. Every single calorie, all the macros broken down. It's a cheat sheet. It just tells you what to do. But I don't want you to be afraid of something. Not when you are on high blood pressure. Not when you have to check your A1C levels. Not when you're clinically obese. I don't want you to be afraid of anything.
Man, shout out to her, man. It's crazy, bro. People really be afraid to do the things that will get them to their goal. They be scared to do the things that's going to help them evolve, help them get to the next level. But they ain't scared to big back it up.
Big back activity.
They ain't scared of no damn cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
They ain't scared to blame it on Trump.
Look at my African-American.
Make that shit make sense, man. When you peel the curtain back, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. I'm killing it. Where we at, man? I read that. I bet a fat Latina woman has a preference for guys over 6 feet tall. More than likely. She's 100. You're wild. She or them is who they made gender neutral. You're wild. I'm not reading that. What's up, y'all? What did I miss? Oh, shoot. Thought you was legit talking to Tony Fine. Shit, man. I'm going to get her on here one day. We just going to keep building the platform. I'm going to get her on here. It's going to get to a point where she can't say no. Because the source is the source. Black women are big boned and have curves. Miss Strong Keen Mug is cooking those crutches. I saw C. Marty. No, you didn't see me at no damn crumble cookie. Tony Parker, y'all are wild, bruh. Marty, shame on you. What you doing, crumble cookie pumpkin? The pumpkin shit is crazy, bro. Can you do a podcast on self-sabotage? I surely can. I've done a couple in the past. I would not know the titles off the top of my head, but I can definitely throw that in there. I saw Daniel Shannon get his rubber band. All right, guys. Fat ninjas fight for staying fat like racists fought for segregation. Y'all are wild. Oh. Fat ninjas fight for staying fat like racists fought for segregation. I got you. Do they have Magnolia Bakery? Nah, I don't think so. I never heard of that. All right, we got one more video before we get out of here. We got Andy Frasilla talking about dad bods. Let's check it out.
See all these dudes who are like in their 40s now, you know, they used to be like in shape, and now they just look like a fat turd with no arms and grimace belly.
Nobody cares if you used to be in shape.
And like, it's just like, dude, you're not even trying. Like, you're not even fucking trying, bro. Like, what message are you sending to your...
And that's the thing right there. Most people aren't even fucking putting forth the effort. They're not putting forth any fucking effort. You're not even trying to lose weight. You're not trying to go to the gym. You're not trying to make the right decisions. You're just making all them fucking excuses like the PCOS girl we just saw. If you're not even making an attempt, I don't want to hear anything. If you go into strictly Pilates classes like Shorty was talking about, I don't want to hear
shit. Even fucking trying, bro. Like, what message are you sending to your sons? And then
what message are you sending to your sons? And don't think kids are stupid. They know if their dad, they might respect you because they're your dad, but they don't respect anything else about you. They respect you off the strength that you're the dad, right? They see your work ethic. They see you not working. So don't think your kids ain't paying attention to that shit.
And you talk to them, it's like, well, you know, the fucking dad life. Dad life should mean you're jacked. Dad life should mean you're living the standard. It should mean that you're showing your sons and your daughters what it means to be a man so that your sons emulate it and your daughters won't tolerate anything less than that. That's what dad life should be about. And, you know, walking around with a fucking microbrew IPA, acting like you're all fancy with a grimace belly and your fucking golf outfit looking like shit. Bro, you're setting a terrible example.
Facts. Hey, man, shout out to him for the bars. And I get it, fellas, just as much smoke, if not more, than I give to women. So, fellas, y'all got to step y'all shit up, man. Again, nobody cares that you play sports. What are you doing now? The sports body ain't helping your body now. We see dad body. So we don't give a fuck. So I don't even know why you bringing that shit up. That shit don't make no sense. Where we at in these comments, man? Don't get me started on y'all. Wild. I'm 33. I can't imagine being fat in my 40s and beyond. Fitness is too much in my DNA now. Absolutely. What up, Jennifer? What up, Mike Hawkins? Imagine you playing soccer with your 10-year-old son and you twist your hip because you're too damn fat. It happens, man. It happens. I even saw the there's a video. I probably reacted to this a couple years ago. But a girl got hurt on the court and her dad came to like pick her up, carry her off the court. This ninja came on the court in front of all them people, picked his daughter up and fell down. Fell down. And people was, you know me, I cut his ass up, but people were saying, you need to be empathetic.
Nope.
Nah, bruh. You can't even help your daughter because you're too much of a dad bod? What kind of pitiful shit is that?
Nope.
Where we at? Yeah, man, we should show our daughters a standard. Absolutely. So they don't bring no fat ninjas home.
Nope.
The older I get, the more afraid I am of being out of shape. You should be afraid of it. I mean, the risk, you know, and our existence now, you know, with most of us, you know, working at home, or even if you work in an office, you know, we don't have to be active, right? We can do Instacart, we can do DoorDash, you know, we got Amazon delivery. We don't really have to be active. So you can get away with not being active, but you don't, I always tell y'all, you don't want to be in a situation where you decide to be active and some shit happens, like Wicked Scorpion just said, twisting your hip or some shit. America is the only country that believes fitness ends after high school. That's real shit. Michael Menifee, what up, dog? Could you talk about how to get a parent to eat better? He works out, excuse me, but eats like a pig and doesn't listen to me. What I tell you is definitely got to lead by example. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, our parents, they see us, they still see us as a kid. They don't see us as an adult who might, you know, be more knowledgeable in this area than them. They like, oh, that's my kid. Right. And sometimes they look down upon the wisdom we might give them or the help we trying to give them. And it's just unfortunate. And I'm not going to say that you can't do anything, but it's tough, especially if your pops got his mind made up. And the only thing you can do is lead by example. And you don't want him to become a rebel. So you don't want to hammer it down his head, but you still want to sprinkle it in every now and then. But that's a grown man. He got to come along on his own. You know, you could just pave the way by leading by example, but that's about it. You know, I hear a lot of people, they parents don't get on board, and it's really not much you can do about it. Just being honest with you. Stop the cap. This is the only country that thinks being fit is a waste of time unless you're rich or zesty. But that's what's crazy too. So people will say, if you're rich, you have the right to be out of shape.
Nope.
But then they'll say, they don't make enough money to be in shape. Like, which one is it? What kind of sense does that make? And that just go to show you it's bullshit right there, because you're giving two ends of the spectrum. Shit makes no sense. The fat boys that used to be the man back in high school, a.k.a. peaked in high school. No one cares about what you did in high school, you loser. Yep. Dom DeMarco. Promise you nobody gives a fuck. I work 8 hours sitting. And I go walking around a parking lot on my 15-minute break. I still get around 10K steps a day. Just make it work. Absolutely. KG, your parents might be cooked. It real talk, bro. Real shit. Yeah, and that's a sad reality. A sad reality. I don't know if I want to get personal. But trust me, I understand. I know a lot of people think I just be talking on shit and I don't understand, but trust me, I understand. I understand. So being obese means you're straight. But if you're so big and blood pressure so high and you're having a hard time getting it up for your women. Dom DeMarco. Make it make sense, bro. And make it make sense. He put his belly on her butt though. Being fit is never a waste of time. Get into a fight and see what happens. That's real shit. Whenever someone is resistant to an idea, feed them your idea, but make them believe that they came up with the idea. Trick your parents. You could do that too. You know. But yeah, just you got to keep trying. But I wouldn't. Don't get too high. Don't get too low in that situation. You know, that's the best I could give you. So, hey, man, another killer episode today, man. Another fire episode, dog. Man, really appreciate y'all. Man, I hope y'all still enjoying these, man. It's tough. It's tough to do these, you know, to keep coming up with new content, you know, putting this in my schedule, different times, inconsistent times. But like I said, I don't want this show to go anywhere. I think it's special. I think, you know, we got something good going. Definitely want to keep expanding and keep it going. So definitely appreciate y'all. But look, go ahead, follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube. You're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Let's Bunches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, check that out if you want the audio form. And listen, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And if you keep talking shit, you damn sure don't want to watch the podcast. And I'm telling y'all, one day I'm going to just snap on one of y'all, and it's going to be a roast session. It's going to be a cook session. Y'all better stop fucking with me. I really do this joking shit. I done fucked up some opportunities because I joke too much. I'm telling y'all, I'm the wrong one. I done had people ready to fight me because of these jokes. I done gotten fights because of these jokes. I'm not trying to be a tough guy or nothing, but I really do this joking shit. Relax. Y'all, you know how, listen, I post content every day, and a lot of that shit be having some jokes in it. A lot of comedians can't even do that shit. Them ninjas got to write for months and write for half a year, write for a year, take a year off. We do this every day. You know, I do repeat a few jokes, but all this shit ain't repetition.
Nope.
And it's a live show. Ninjas be recording, cutting out, stuttering and messing up and shit.
Nope.
This live. Ninjas come, ninja trolls come on here and try to cook me, and I cook them live.
Nope.
And it's on the YouTube page. Go check it out if you don't believe me. So y'all ninjas keep talking shit, cause you're gonna catch me on the wrong day, and I'm just gonna snap, and I'm gonna cook y'all and probably fuck up some more opportunities.
Nope.
But when you're the source, it's okay. There's gonna be more opportunities there. see how I just was about to end the show and I just get started. You listen, I'm telling you, I can't help it. I used to stay in trouble in school because I talk too much. I'm cooking the teachers. I'm cooking the coaches. all right, real quick, because I do need to get off of here. I'm not gonna say what school.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Y'all know. Y'all know I played Division I basketball, and this one coach tried to cook me. I cooked this motherfucker so bad, and I think that motherfucker purposely tried to ruin my career. Anyway, I like the content. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sure that many have people in our life that have big back drama, of course. Appreciate you too, Marsha. It's tough, but duties. See, Mike, you about to give me. Marty, when you bringing the girls back, content is dope. Thanks. Appreciate you, G. Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. Listen, if I could have, I'm going to say this without saying anything. If I could have guests in person on the show every episode or every week, I would make it happen. It's a reason I do this at the crib. Hey, listen, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Friday. Oh, and Friday, I'm going to do the episode early. I'm not doing 10 o'clock. I'm going to do it earlier. I don't know what time yet. But I'm going to get an episode out on Friday. Probably going to be in the afternoon sometime. but I will get one out for y'all. So if you get on at 10 o'clock and you forget, check live. It's going to be a new live there. Again, appreciate y'all. Dude's really sensitive to ghetto prison mentality. Yep, cook them. Absolutely. All right, man. Let me get my ass off here. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.